Hi, this is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. We are Romans chapter 1, and we are reading here verse 14 and 15. I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. Now Paul says here that he is a debtor. So as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. Paul felt responsible to get this message out to the world at large. The Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians said, "Woe is me if I preach not the gospel." He felt responsible for all humanity to get this great news out to the world. Paul was given the message of grace to the nations, and so he felt a personal responsibility to go out and give this message out. That's why he says he is ready. Now, another thing to point out here, it says he's ready to get the gospel out to those that are at Rome also. And I don't think we quite get what he's really saying here. Rome ruled the world at this time. And as a matter of fact, the word Rome means force. And imagine Paul going to Rome. Here is this Jewish man who had been beaten and whipped and stoned, who had no great speech. He was not a great orator. And he was willing to go to Rome alone and bring forth the gospel of God's power unto salvation. And he was doing it without an army. In history, we see men, great generals, who go and conquer nations, and they have an army behind them. But the Apostle Paul went to Rome alone, and he went there to proclaim the good news of God's power. Rome meant force, but Paul says, I have a message that's God's power unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Verse 16, notice the connection. He says, so as much as in me is, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. And I think he connects that with Rome. In other words, most people, when they see this phrase, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, they think, well, that means somebody's not blushing to be called a Christian. I'm not ashamed to be called a Christian. But that's not what it means here. If you look in the Companion Bible, Bullinger notes a figure of speech here that he really means here, I'm proud of it. This is a message I'm proud of. I'm not just not ashamed of it. I am proud of the gospel of Christ. Why? For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Paul was willing to go to Rome, which meant force, and it was human force through weapons. He was willing to go to Rome to bring the good news concerning Christ because that message itself was God's power unto salvation to everyone that believeth. One who hears what Paul proclaims concerning Christ, when they believe it, it's God's power to their salvation. Now that term salvation is an interesting word. I think salvation can be sometimes an umbrella word, and it includes a lot of things. And I think in Romans, salvation includes not only salvation from the coming day of wrath for Gentile believers, but also includes the subject of justification and sanctification in Christ, as we find in Romans 6. So we'll see that these terms sometimes are covering terms. But it's God's power, the gospel, unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. And that has been the history of this message. The message concerning Christ and his accomplishments went to the Jew first in the book of Acts, and also to the Greek. So we're going to see also in Romans chapter 2 that when judgment comes, in Romans chapter 2, verse 9, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first and also of the Gentile, but glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first and also to the Gentile. We know that the Jews had priority in God's dealings throughout history, and this message went forth to them first and also to the Greek. And he says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, that is, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. And we'll come back and comment more on that passage tomorrow. This is Dan Sheridan with CrossAndThrone.com. We'll talk to you again next time.